Antoana Williams, where we love families, change neighborhoods, and impact communities with the gospel of the kingdom. We are convinced you will hear and see God's love for you as you advance towards your fulfillment of your life's purpose in Christ.
He never even asked Adam one question about the woman. He said, who told you you were naked and did you eat? He said, wait a minute. He didn't address being naked. He said, the woman you gave me, she took from the tree, gave to me, and I ate. So the first thing he did was not take responsibility and put it on the woman. And not only did he put it on her, he put it on blast in heaven. Because God was there and all heaven was looking. And he's telling all heaven, I only ate because she gave it to me.
Right.
Come on, isn't that what he said?
Yes.
And God did not ask him that. All the question was, who told you you were naked and did you eat?
Yes.
This is how you can tell when people are being responsible or irresponsible. And when they're blaming other people. You can ask a person a simple question. Who left that here? Oh, such and such had it. But you had it last. You left it. Why don't we just go to the core? I left it. And you're done with it. Oh, no. This is going to be some revelation that's going to shock everybody. You ready? If there's a gentleman or a lady out there, and you talk to them about gainful employment, and they keep making excuses, the truth is they don't want a job. Ooh, that's heavy. That's the truth. They don't want a job. They don't want to get a job. They're happy being there with their hands lifted out at everyone else and waiting. They don't want a job. You might as well face the fact. You can stand there. You can pray for them all day. You can lay hands on them, pray in tongues, get some oil, everything you want. And when it's all over, they're going to ask you to give them some water. Can you get me some water, please? And also pass the remote. Why? They don't want a job. You have to understand, people who blame other people constantly, it's because they've been brainwashed in this society and responsibility is no. Even our leaders, when they fall, they blame other people.
Yeah.
You catch people in government positions and they have affairs or they get caught embezzling or they get caught doing things. And I'm talking from the president all the way down. Because when President Clinton got caught doing something, the first thing he said, and then they said, well, you need to talk to this person, talk to that person. He didn't answer the question. Oliver North got caught. They said, we have a question for you concerning some weapons. I take the fifth. Then later on, well, this person gave me the weapons. That wasn't the question. That wasn't the question. The question was, did you do this? I don't know. So we built, now watch this. That's the entirety of Satan's kingdom. Come on, this is heavy. The entirety of his kingdom, the foundation, is not accepting responsibility and blaming others. That means that the fruit of that is the works of the flesh.
Yes.
Come on, that's simple, but that's what it is. When you don't take responsibility for what you've done, you automatically move into works of the flesh. Lies, stealing, cheating, fornication, adultery, lasciviousness, complacency. All these things begin to manifest because that's the fruit of the seed that was sown. Not accepting responsibility is horrible for those that are kingdom citizens.
Yes.
It's like when a person does something and they fall or have a situation in leadership where they mess up. Nobody asks you for no soliloquy and no long speech. Just admit you did what you did and be quiet.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Well, I did what I did because this person. No, nobody asks you all that. Did you do this? Yes. Then admit it and sit down and be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
What we do is we come with 1,000 excuses. And this is where it comes from, right here. The first thing Adam did after the fall was blame his wife. And not one time did he take responsibility. You don't see it one time in there. Until after he put her out in front of him. This is the one who gave it to me, and the only reason I ate is because she gave it. But later on in the writings, Paul said, look, it was the woman who was deceived, not the man. Come on, you got to understand what he's saying. He's saying the man has to take responsibility. Christ came to take responsibility for what Adam did. Oh, boy. Not what the woman did. The woman was deceived. Oh, this is some big stuff. She was deceived. Adam was not deceived. He ate willfully. Now, it was out of order, but he still had a choice. His choice was to obey God. That's the only choice he had. He made it a choice when she handed him the fruit. Whatever it was that she handed him, the moment he took it, he decided to eat. And that's what God was asking him. Did you eat? Not all the other stuff you can keep. Did you eat? The woman. He said, you didn't answer the question. You got to get out. Come on. This is why it's important that you understand. We've been conditioned to blame other people. This is not going to be easy to say, and I know a lot of people are not going to agree with what I'm saying because they say you're getting too personal, but too bad. That's the way I've always talked, but it's truthful, not to hurt you. It's the same thing in life at your job. You had a job you don't like, you blaming other people. Have you tried another job? Come on, I'm just asking. Have you tried to start your own business? Well, it takes too much money, Pastor. Who said that? Who's telling you these things? I always said to you, don't walk out of here and say that, God told me to quit my job. Really? Okay. Then 2 weeks later, I should have stayed. No, you should have just listened to God instead of your emotions. Why is that important? Because when you bring it into balance and you start doing what God has called you to do, watch this. God will increase what he breathed on and begin to decrease what somebody else breathed on. That's the way it works. You don't. The objective is to work yourself out of a job.
Amen. That's it.
I'm going to say it slow. Say it with me. Say,
I must
work myself
out of my job
into my purpose. That's what it's about. You don't just quit your job. I'm not saying that. But stop making excuses about your job. Stop making all these excuses. You don't just get up and walk out one day. Ooh, I'm going to do this, what I'm called to do. No, you have to do research. You have to plan. You have to prepare. Work is where we become who we're supposed to be. Job is somebody else's wealth being transferred.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Work is what God sent you on the earth for. You're supposed to work. I'm trying to keep this as basic as I can because I want to get done. God put Adam on the planet and said, I want you to bring heaven's government to this planet and reproduce in Eden all throughout the entire earth. Satan interrupted the process, but he couldn't stop it. So what he interrupted the process of when he did it, but he could never stop the process of it being done. He just interrupted the process and he took man and put him in a fallen time instead of an eternal time. Are you understanding? So Christ came before time to redeem us, to make sure that if Satan did anything, he could fix it. Got it? Now, this is important. You were not put, I don't want to go too far because that's going to, you were not put in a situation where failure was optional for you. You were put in a situation for success. Got it?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Got it?
Yes.
But you were born into a system, even though Christ redeemed it, before you met Christ, you were still participating in a system of fallen everything. Are you understanding?
Yes.
In that system, you learned everything you thought was true.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Yes.
Now, you're born again. The first thing Christ said was, you have to think differently.
Yes.
Come on, say metanoia.
Metanoia.
That means to rethink.
Yes.
He's saying, I have to now unprogram you of what they told you, give you my mind, and you're fighting me constantly because what you thought was true, you're trying to hold on to because this is your original state. So the excuses are just you allowing what they told you to have preeminence in your heart and mind before the word of God. That's all it is. You were programmed to fail in the world system. God programmed you to succeed in heaven. So now he's trying to re-originate your mind or re-Christ your mind so that you can begin to move forward. That's all it is. But we fight it just like we fight everything else that's unfamiliar to us. Like we blame everybody else for how we look. Well, we have to get up from the table before we eat all 12 of them. Come on. We have to go to the gym sometime. We have to understand that when the card says $2,000 limit, we don't have to go there.
Amen.
When it says $15,000 limit, does not mean that they want you to spend it. What they're saying is we trust you that if you spend this, you'll pay it back with interest. And we're always pushing the envelope and then we get mad at God and then we can blame other people. Well, why are they taking your car out the yard? Well, them people, they don't understand what's going on with me. I called them and told them that I was going to be a day late. Yeah, but you 5 months behind 5 months ago. This is the first time you called them in 5 months. Come on, talk to me. Well, the people, they don't understand me. Yeah, but you got five letters here and four of them say final notice. Come on, let's talk to me. Because you've been conditioned that way. We've been conditioned that way. And God doesn't want that. You know, the word of God says to owe no man nothing except to love him.
Amen.
So So by us owing him, the writer said clearly that the lender is the master of the borrower.
Yes.
So every time you borrow and you have to make payments, that's your master. So what God is trying to do today is to, first of all, get us to stop making excuses and to get us to tap into who's inside of us. That's the bottom line. We've made too many excuses and they brainwashed us. That's why sports get your money before anything else a lot of times, because especially if you grew up in a household with sports, you have to detach from sports to be free.
Amen.
When they have certain games and stuff on, I'll take a nap, turn the TV off. We'll watch a movie because I'm not feeding into that. You have to get away from it. But you've been brainwashed that this person is better than you. Watch how great they are. Watch how they throw the ball. Watch how they dunk the ball. Watch how they hit a baseball. And you'll sit there and keep being, boo, boo, you want to be like them. You got to buy their clothes. You got to buy their sneakers. You got to buy this product. You got to do this product. You got to wear this. And before you know it, all this is coming in here, and this manual you'll touch like once a week. You're still being brainwashed. And so God gives you, I'm using the example, God gives you $100,000 and say, what are you going to do with it? Most of us will go spend it and pay off all of our debt. And he'll say, well, where's the investment part of it? What part are you going to invest to bring a harvest? Because brainwashing is poverty. That's the key to poverty. It is to keep your hands out like this. Every dime that come in, it goes out. I get a dollar, I spend two. That's what brainwashing does. So let's see how we can get it and stop blaming other people. Say, I must.
I must.
Take responsibility,
take responsibility
for me.
For me.
So every
action,
whether good
or bad,
I blame
me.
Not Satan.
Not God.
Not my brother.
Not my sister.
Not anyone else.
I blame me.
That's the start of deliverance. Because Jesus dealt with it. But the writer said, my people perish because of what?
Lack of knowledge.
Come on, lack of what?
Knowledge.
Say it slow. Ready? My people perish. Stop. Say it again.
My people perish.
So if we're not moving forward, what are we doing?
Perishing.
Now you have it. You're perishing because of lack of knowledge. That's the key. Brainwashing is to kill you and to make you dependent upon a system that Christ himself has already judged.
Amen.
That's why when he got ready to leave, he said, I must prepare to leave because the God of this world is coming and he has already been judged.
Hey, glory.
Come on, that's what he said. This entire system is judged and it's gonna implode.
Yes.
And he's saying, don't depend on it. It's going to implode. Mm-hmm. Start depending on what's inside of you, who's inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to get that active and then you can detach and there'll be no gap. If you make $120,000 a year and you quit your job, you no longer make
$120,000.
Got it? If you make $120,000 and you get your businesses up and running and your businesses supersede $120,000, you can walk.
Yeah.
You can walk. Anytime you want to walk because you see the fruit. Are you understanding? But as long as you don't see the fruit, you don't have a right to walk. Come on, I'm trying to tell you something. You don't have a right to walk because what you're walking into is you're walking into a desert. And the key for a desert is this. Two major things about a desert. One, a desert gets blazing hot in the daytime, but it's freezing at night.
Yes, it is.
Don't ever forget that. Why are you saying that? Because the moment you walk away from that job and you have no other resource coming in the daytime you're going to be hot, angry. And at night you're going to be freezing. What are you going to be doing? Those spirits are going to be talking to you. You're going to be laying there in the bed crying and shaking. God, where are you? I never told you to quit that job. I told you to get the other stuff up and running. Why would you quit? Come on, talk to me. Why would you quit before the other stuff's running? Because this is my ministry. No, it's not your ministry. Your ministry is to obey. The Word of God said we've all been called to the ministry of reconciliation. We have to obey God. So let's see how this works so we can get some help, and then we're going to close out, okay? You all right?
Yes.
All right. Go to Genesis 18. It's very important that you begin to tap into who you are in Christ because there's somebody waiting for you. Well, some of us got it.
Yeah.
There's some. Thank you for joining us today at Kingdom Ministries International. You can visit us online at kingdomfamilies.online or call us at 754-229-5641. We would love to hear from you.
Remember, the kingdom of God.